He lives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Job confessed in the Old Testament, chapter 19, I know my Redeemer lives. Eldo chose chapter 19 of Job to be read today for a reason. Let us consider that reason today. You look at the book of Job, you'll note these things. Job suffered much. He suffered a lot of losses. In Job chapter 1, he lost his family. They were all in a house, 7 children. They all were lost like that. A few chapters later, he loses his health. Satan asks God for this to show that he'll curse you. He doesn't. But he loses his health. He lost that. Then later on in the book of Job, he lost his friends and his wife, not to death, but their encouragement. Normally, friends encourage you in the faith and kind of support you. Well, his friends said, well, what did you do? What must you have done? God really must not love you or something. And even his wife, you know what his wife said? Why don't you just curse God and die? Yet come to chapter 19 of the book of Job. And what does Job say? I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the face of the earth, and I will see him in my own flesh, I and not another. Eldo suffered losses too. First loss was the loss of his legs, maybe. Age 15, he had polio. Then he lost temporarily the use of his lungs. If you knew Eldo a little bit, he'd tell you he was an iron lung for a while till the polio vaccine passed, virus had passed through his system. Then you might say there was the sudden loss of Geraldine in 2011. Finally, it was the loss of his ability to live at his home. In 2012-13, he transitioned into Asbury. He was never really able to recover from a surgery. He lost his ability to manage his own affairs and much of his health. And yet, in November of 2013, Phyllis and I sat down with Eldo and said, Eldo, what do you want to confess at your funeral? And what did he select? Job chapter 19. I know that my Redeemer lives, and he'll stand upon the face of the earth, and I will see him in my own flesh, I and not another. What a testament to Eldo's faith. What a testament to the power of God. Because of Eldo's faith in Christ Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, according to our gospel reading, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He said so. Eldo chose that. He knew that. I want to talk about, for a moment, the three parts of Eldo's life, or the three periods, if you will. His past, his present, and his future. First, note that all these three periods of Eldo's life were all carried out in the three persons of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Eldo was baptized as an infant, and he lived his whole life with that name upon him, just as many of us do. And even if we're baptized later on in life, all of our life is carried through by those three persons. Praise be to God. And just as it says in our epistle today too, didn't it? It says, none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. So now, let's consider Eldo's past. His past is really one of the most complicated parts of Eldo's life. Let me ask you guys, you all knew him. How many of you knew a lot about Eldo's past? Phyllis and I were talking about this week too. Really don't know a whole lot about Eldo's past. He was pretty buttoned up about his early life, wasn't he, Larry? Now, even his closest friends could say, I know a little bit, but I don't know everything. And if you were to ask Eldo, he'd tell you some things, but a lot of it he'd just kind of button up. And I bet you if he were here, he'd say, well, it's complicated. That's no different from all of us, really. Every sinner, every saint has a past, as it says, and every sinner a future. I know as his pastor, things Eldo spoke to me sometimes bothered him about his past. He told me some things that just truly bothered him. Maybe didn't give full details, but you can tell things from his past bothered him. And that's why, you know what, Eldo really valued confession and absolution. He liked to be able to confess those words that we speak in the divine service. He came to church or often did that many, many times, or read Asbury with me privately with his pastor. He liked to hear that he was forgiven fully of all of his sins. That gave a certain peace to Eldo. As far as the east is from the west, so far as God removed your sins from you, Eldo would kind of, oh yeah, it's going to be okay. It's all right. And he valued communion, too. If you talk to Eldo, he loved communion. He would always want to receive communion. Oh, yes, Pastor, let's have communion, please. Well, yes, we got to have that forgiveness of sins, Pastor. That was Eldo. The most recent part of Eldo's past was his time at Asbury, following that surgery that he never really recovered from. It wasn't the ideal life, but he was content with it, and he made the best of it. It was a little complicated because he couldn't get up and do everything himself. He had to have a lot of help from nurses and Larry and Phyllis and people to come see him. And it was complicated. It wasn't pure and simple like when you're living by yourself. The last part of his life, even in his past, was a little complicated. Since the death of Geraldine in 2011, his Christian friends have really become his closest allies, too. Larry and Phyllis were more like family to Eldo than Eldo's family. They took care of him in ways that usually family would. Why didn't his family do that? It's complicated, right? From them, though, we've seen real Christian love. Larry and Phyllis took care of Eldo like family, sacrificial kind of love. He trusted them, and they made sacrifices for him, too many to count. They owed him nothing. Eldo owed them everything, even though they wanted nothing in return, and they were looking out for his best interests despite his waning ability to manage his own affairs because of his health. Eldo was truly blessed to have you all and Larry and Phyllis as friends, church family. That's who he associated with on a daily basis, weekly basis. We were his people. We were his interactions day after day, and the people at Asbury too. Though no one can say they've fully done enough for anyone, it's clear to all of us that Larry and Phyllis and you all did above and beyond out of grace and of love and of genuine friendship. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." The only friends greater than Larry and Phyllis for Eldo was the Lord Jesus. He became Eldo's friend when he agreed to lay down his life at the cross and agreed to reveal that to him in his word and in his gifts of baptism and the Holy Supper that we receive. That's where God reveals those things. He became Eldo's friend, closest friend, and really, because of the cross, because of God's gifts, no greater friend than he. No greater friend. Eldo's present was much simpler. His body's been cremated. He's here with us, awaiting the interment with Geraldine next Tuesday at Grandview. No more wheelchair. He doesn't have his wheelchair here. That's a little simpler. There was no special car or transport needed to get him here today, although for many years he had a special vehicle. He'd always have to arrange. It's complicated. No more shallow breathing. His body is at rest. No more food required, no more care required. Very simple right now for Eldo and his body. And Eldo's soul is in a simple state too. There's pictures in the Bible of where our soul goes after we die, and one of them is sleeping, right? Sleeping, rest. We rest between the altar or underneath the altar of God. There's a few rumbles here and here, and some of the souls get up and go, is it time? Is it time? And God says, no, not yet. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Rest, a picture. It's very simple. Rest at night. Simplest time of our lives is when we're resting, isn't it? All awaiting the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. And that brings us to Eldo's future. Eldo's future is neither complicated nor simple. It's best described as glorious. Because Jesus' work on the cross here on earth, Eldo gets to wear the crown of life and glory. A new heavens and a new earth, more glorious than before. New lungs to breathe with, new legs that work well. The marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom that Eldo participated in many times here on earth, he'll get to see that finally with unveiled faces, right? With Jesus truly present, not just under the Word and the forms of bread and wine, but really right there with Him. What a glorious thing. Just like Elijah and Moses got to see in the Mount of Transfiguration, the glory of Jesus revealed in the mountain. Just think, Eldo is going to see that in the resurrection. Has a piece of it now, now and not yet, that we still have too. That's the glory that Eldo has now and not yet. His future is going to be glorious for sure. And maybe, just maybe, we'll hear Eldo sing with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. He lives who once was dead. He lives my ever-living head. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.